The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Yes, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
With his loud voice. This is... Look at your voice. Look at my voice and then look at your voice. So we're looking at the screen. This is your weekly rundown of all things WWE and professional wrestling.
How are you?
I'm good. Skillet bought me a Mars bar.
I did.
Why did you do that?
So we've got a special guest today who... been a kick-out supporter from day one, the Uso style, day one-ish. So I wanted to treat him to some alcohol beverages before he gets on the show, so he can loosen up, and a chocolate bar, which was Mars. And I thought to myself, hey, yo, I'll get Ace one too.
Why did you do that?
He said, thank you. He said, why did you give me Mars?
I don't think I've ever had a Mars bar.
Well, you have now, buddy.
It's interesting. Thank you very much.
Should we introduce who we got on the show today?
Let's do it.
So all the way from Ireland, Belfast? Ah, I was right. We got super supporter from day one, always tweeting, always showing love to the kickout, so it's only right we get him on the show and show love back. You might have seen his work at GP100 at the Gorilla Position live show at the O2 Indigo. He was doing some super work with the violin, that Shinsuke Nakamura, Wade Barrett skit that we did. He's a class man. He's a big fan of WWE, basketball, and what else do you like?
Boxing, beer. So thanks for buying me beer.
Mick Conlon!
Well, well, lads, what's the crack? How the devil are yous?
It's about time you came on this thing, even though you're not in Ireland.
I know, border control finally let me in, so here I am.
And obviously, usually you listen to our show and you hear our awful Irish accents. I promise you none of that will happen today.
Aye, well, elocution lessons will be dished out.
So today we're going to run down Battleground.
Yeah. Spit the bricks out, we'll build a house, Scott.
Raw and SmackDown. But before we get into those things, let's get into some rumours surrounding the WWE. A rumour has it that Dixie Carter will be showing up on Monday Night Raw.
No way.
Very soon. This is a rumour, though. None of this is confirmed.
Then what? What will her role be, do you guys think?
No idea. This says there is whispers that former TNA boss Dixie Carter will be showing up on Raw. I don't know what that's about.
You think we're a Kurt Angle? Kurt Angle?
Okay. There'll be some more to this story that we know. But if you were to have the pen and pad to book Monday Night Raw, Mick, what would you have Dixie Carter do?
I don't know. Long lost sister of Stephanie, maybe? Maybe one of those, like a Vince had an illegitimate sort of thing. If you're going to bring out the Jeremy Kyle storylines, just go all the way. Get Jerry Springer on. We'll have a crazy Monday Night Raw. Steve the security guard, that was his name. Bring him back. It'll be crazy, you know.
I would ever do a undercover internal invasion angle. Are you listening to this? Are you following this? So she's in the company. They give her some kind of GM sort of job, assistant to Kurt Angle job here. But undercover, she's trying to take over with former TNA stars.
Leading the pack is Austin Aries.
That'd be a sick way for him to come back. So you can have Austin Aries in there, Samoa Joe,
AJ Styles.
They're doing different shows, but hey. AJ, let's just say we could do it. AJ Styles, you know what I mean?
Bobby Roode.
Eric Young. Maybe even Matt Hardy.
No.
Okay. But.
We want TNA stars before they were dubbed.
Okay, yeah. But I just think, like, imagine in an internal invasion angle. Do you like that?
I like it.
Thank you very much.
Austin Aries becomes head of catering and serves a vegan menu, and that's all anybody gets.
Exactly.
That's going to get real heat. Well, it'll all be cold, but it'll be, hey, now I'm here all week.
Sami Zayn is raising money to help people in Syria. This
love
really
that.
Good.
Awesome.
Sami Zayn is, obviously he's hospitalized himself. I didn't know that. Did you not know that?
Yeah, that's the lettering on his tights.
Yeah. So
he's got Arabic writing, I think, is it?
Big ups to Sami Zayn.
I fair play to him.
Alberto El Patron.
Oh no, we got more news.
The Mystic Violence Investigation. Jeff Jarrett said he still won't edit him out of any TNA taping. like that.
It's impossible to
they're
really
backing him as his champion still.
Like, how would they edit him out of a TNA taping? Seeing that he's the champion as well.
Bruce Lee game of death, just put a mask on someone.
See, this is confirmed. This is making my suspicions about this whole stabbing thing last day even more accurate. The page apparently keeps sharing stories that reflect on what the police are saying about the investigation. So probably the police are finding certain situations about the abuse.
Yeah.
And Paige doesn't want Del Rio going to jail, so she's probably just defending him.
Yeah.
Protecting him. And it's the same thing. I think she did stab him in the head.
Yeah. It was in a hand.
In the head. They stabbed in the head.
I didn't know.
No, he showed scars on his Twitter after that.
Yeah, on top of his head.
Yeah.
Although there should be like a swear jar though every week. Every week it should be a swear jar. Bad news for Del Rio Page.
Yeah.
Just put it and send it to charity because it's every single week.
So the Mae Young Classic is starting soon.
Who's your money on?
No idea. I don't know. I know, I've been in that lovely Japanese woman. She's amazing. She's the only one from Japan.
Okay.
I can't remember her name is now. But she's like Asuka level.
Okay.
She's sick.
But you don't know her name?
I don't think she's going to win.
Okay.
I don't think she's going to win.
What about you, Mick? You know about anything about the Mae Young Classic?
I will not even profess to know.
Okay.
All I ask is that Lita's taken off the commentary panel and Renee Young instead.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know what I mean? They want to put... That's a good idea. Literally, she is... Either her or maybe Charlotte. Charlotte would be a good, you know, because Charlotte's amazing at everything she does. So stick her maybe in, you know, scouting the new competition, coming to take her crown. I know she's not champion, but she's clearly the best there is. So.
But there's rumour that there's going to be another former female wrestler that's going to join the announced team.
Who?
Alundra Blaze.
Really?
Yeah, she might be joining the announced team.
Can I just I don't often admit when I'm wrong. I want to say last week I was wrong. And well done, Skillet. You were super right. You're right a lot.
Yeah, what was that?
You're right 90% of the time, but
I
don't think I give you credit enough.
President, you're sitting here.
No, when you said that Lita would not make it today, and she'd probably be one of...
She wouldn't.
I went back to watch some Lita matches, and you're right.
She
wouldn't be able to hang with the new generation.
She did some great spots.
She was crazy. Yeah, crazy spot girl.
You know what I mean? Little moonsaults. She
wouldn't be able to hang.
That's the Tay, isn't it? Tay was just...
Yeah, that's Tay. Tay, you're wrong.
Tay, you're not allowed to show anymore.
Yeah, Lita wouldn't be able to hang. No way. No way.
I'm trying to remember who that Japanese lady was. Anyway.
That's really racist, by the way.
What?
You think all Japanese people look the same?
No. And I think that's really bad. Oh, yeah, and the last thing I want to talk about. Enzo Amore and Roman Reigns.
Explain.
Did you hear about
it? No.
All right. Did you hear about this, mate?
Given the wee big side little.
So that's a no, no?
No.
Okay, so reportedly, apparently, Enzo Amore has been annoying the WWE locker. With, I don't know what exactly. Maybe he's too loud, or maybe he raps too much, or whatever, in the bus, tour bus. And Roman Reigns got him kicked off the bus.
No way.
Yeah. So.
Roman Reigns must have his own bus.
I mean, what is this? Like, is he becoming like the leader of locker room now?
Well, you beat Undertaker.
Yeah.
So apparently, his locker room here on Enzo Amore on the point that it could affect the push that he's getting as well. He might, you know, it might affect Enzo's push. Apparently,
Enzo was
thrown off the tour bus by Roman Reigns, not physically thrown off, of course, but kicked off because he upset Reigns somehow. On top of that, Enzo wasn't allowed to dress in the locker room, which is the sit in the corner and think about what you've done punishment. But bada boom! We just sit in the corner of the room. How you doing?
Wow.
My name is El Shata. What is this? I've met Enzo Amore. I think he's a great people. He was a nice lad when I spoke to him.
Yeah,
but.
But obviously, having that 24/7, but that's still not nice to kick somebody off.
Can I just say one thing, though?
Themselves, but come on.
Can I say one thing, though? See this push that you think WWE was going to give Enzo? They weren't giving him a push anyway. What was he going to do after Big Cass?
Yeah.
Nothing.
If he's a mouthpiece, he's good. Like, I've unfollowed him on all social media platforms because he's just annoying now.
Oh, wow.
Literally, he's annoying.
You have, that's probably why he's getting punished. You unfollowed him because he called out Conor McGregor.
Oh, no. No. I unfollowed him because see, as a character on screen, there are few better than he is on the mic. And have the passion, the delivery, the timing, everything you want from a professional talker, which is what he should be. But Christ almighty, it's like you go on your Instagram stories and he's like, he's doing the skit, yeah, like in his house, and you're like, all right, yeah, mate, you've gone a bit too far here. Like, you know, like Stone Cold always said, Stone Cold's character was him just turned up to 11. But he's 24. He seems to be 24/7, which ain't good. Like, so.
But kick him off the bus. Come on.
I don't believe that though.
Yeah.
Because I believe Roman Reigns will have his own private. Really? I don't believe not because he's too good, but yeah. I just mean he's one of the he is the main guy. So why wouldn't he have his own transportation?
Yeah, but he might be like the Bret Hart thing.
No. And then you say the whole kicking off the bus thing, but the bus only ever happens on European and like overseas tours. That doesn't happen on the US because they like pair up and they do their little car rides. So do you know what I mean? That's why I find that a wee bit hard to believe.
It's lies, man. I'm reporting lies, fake news on Kick-Out.
Whistleblower.
Yeah. Can we talk about Battleground?
Let's do it.
Battleground was in Philadelphia, ECW country.
So we're all eating, by the way. Apologies.
I assume the crowd would be more rowdy than they were.
Because it's Philadelphia. Let's be honest, we weren't excited about the pay-per-view, so why should they?
No, it read badly.
Yeah, definitely.
By the way, the first match that kicked off was Aiden English versus Ty Dillinger on the kickoff show.
Yeah.
If you had put down, I would say, £20 on Aiden English to win, you probably would have got at least a grand or two.
I agree.
Yeah, that was weird.
Aiden English and Ty Dillinger would win.
Yeah, but you know what's funny?
What?
I did bet Aiden English to win, but it wasn't £20.
How much did you bet?
I bet, well, I did accumulate. So I lost the accumulator. The odds were crazy. Because of Aiden English, the odds were high. So I would have gotten like, I don't know, £500 or something like that.
Are you serious?
English, but because my other predictions were wrong, fucked up. But can you imagine? If I just solely just put Tony on Aiden.
Mate, I'm gonna. Tony was for the pay-per-view. I went to do a bet. And I didn't bet Aiden English. I bet... Oh, I think I bet Baron Corbin win, just an outsider for the crack, and Labrooks just shut down the accumulator option. Nice. It was straight bets, and I was like, whoa.
How did they do that?
It wasn't available to me. So.
Did they think you worked for the WWE?
Well, I didn't want to say about it. Like.
Wait, hold on. This whole betting on wrestling is actually a thing.
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? True story.
I've won a couple.
Are you serious?
Here, it's no joke. Yeah. WrestleMania 30, was it when Brock beat Taker? I remember being at one of my friend's houses, and there was about eight of us sit around there watch the pay-per-view, and there was one guy in the room who didn't watch wrestling, and I told him he wasn't invited. It wasn't my house, I just told him to fuck off. But he turned up, and I said to him at the start, I was like, do me a favour, Barry, don't ask questions, because, you know, it's like that, you watch it with your Mrs. EastEnders, or whatever, so, but who's he, and what's he doing? Anyway, it came to the Taker match with Lesnar, and we were all in the room, and everyone's face went, as everyone did, went, what? No, we know it's predetermined, but no, there's three things in life that are guaranteed: death, taxes, and the Undertaker streak. And the Undertaker lost.
And then did the friend that you mentioned?
Oh, no, he was thrown out. But that's a different story. But basically, somebody had bet £1,000 on the Undertaker. I saw it on I think it was on Sky Bet.
To lose him.
To win. Oh. Undertaker was 1-36, and he bet £1,000 on the Undertaker to win.
What do you have gotten back from that if you did win?
Well, you it would be minuscule, but you won't even have doubled your money. But yeah, the people who do shit like that, you know.
So Aiden English defeated Ty Dillinger.
Why?
Ace.
Why?
Your thoughts. Go into
you first. You think Aiden English is going to get a push?
No.
So what was the point?
Nick.
Because they're trying to bring opera to the masses.
I don't know. Aiden English and Elias Sampson. I like Elias Sampson, but...
Yeah.
You don't. You say you like everyone that comes from NXT.
They need to take out that
gimmick. So yeah. What do they give him?
Something that's less comical. I think he can be a really good vicious heel.
Join the Wyatt family?
No.
Okay.
No.
The best match of the pay-per-view is next.
Tag team.
Yes.
Yeah, that was dope.
New Davis Usos. Mike, coming to you, what did you think of this match?
Outstanding. I expect nothing less. I know what those guys are capable of. I see it every single week on SmackDown, like verbally, physically. They're outstanding. I can't pick holes in it, because you know what? I don't want to, because the pay-per-view wasn't that great, but that match was phenomenal, and I could literally watch them wrestle all the time. I'm kind of with like everybody. I think you said it, or maybe GV. On GV, but if you had swapped over done the rap battle maybe the week before, I was like, that would be the best crescendo to that match. That would have just boom, boom, boom. And it was a great match, but unfortunately it was sort of dragged down by the whole pay-per-view and the fact that everyone was bored maybe a week before. But fair play to them. Like, it was... I can't fault it. Xavier is just...
He is that
great. And he... Like, anybody who watches NXT or anything like that has known for years that's how good he is. Yeah. But he's so talented in so many other ways that I think WWE sort of goes to him and goes, here, do a bit of commentary. Here, do a bit of PR. Do a bit of this, do a bit of that. You know that, see that spring he takes off that top rope? Man. I know that when he done that elbow, I don't know if it was Jimmy or Jay, but when they sort of they had to move sort of towards him, so that elbow landed right. But regardless, he just went diagonally. Yeah. Like, was it like 25 feet? That's an amazing feat of athleticism, so fair play to him. I got big respect for him.
And like, you know what? When the New Day finally breaks up, WWE have something special with Xavier Woods. He could be a main eventer. Mm. He could be like a new Daniel Bryan, kind of the people's champion type of
thing.
On the ultimate underdog who geeks can appeal to because he's a gamer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just very friendly and down to earth kind of. But I don't think
funny.
And he's funny. I don't think he should ever be a heel. I think give the heel's job to Biggie.
I did like the match. I would have liked Usos to go over there. If I'm wanting, I'd have liked to see the New Day chase a little bit longer.
Maybe make New Day win at SummerSlam.
Maybe
Usos is going to win it back at
SummerSlam.
Vince, no.
Usos have done amazing work though.
So they're so good.
Great, thank you. I don't know about JB. Well, is JB all right about the great? They're the two best tag teams in the past 10 years in WWE. Is he right about that?
Very possibly.
Yeah, it was ropey for many a year. It used to get like, you know. If you go back so far enough,
seven, right?
if you go back far enough, it was like Miz and John Morrison. Yeah. Miz is great now, John Morrison phenomenal, but tag team.
It's true. There's not really much, like obviously the Monday era is some great tag teams, but for the past 10 years,
Roman Reigns and Seth
Steph Rollins.
Yeah,
that was a good
team. They were decent, but again, they were just two great individuals rather than a team. I think these two are the best.
I went to see NXT in Belfast last year, and it was a tag team match. It was Samoa Joe and Austin Aries against Finn Balor and Shinsuke Nakamura. But that was more like a exhibition of the greatest of all the indies, just all together. But you can't call them great tag teams. Like it was more of a showcase and a pleasure for the fans to see. But it's nobody's really done anything. I do remember complaining about tag team wrestling for a long time, going, this is crap.
It could have been American Alpha.
It could have been American Alpha. Too quick, and they just didn't really
book it. Revival could be something really special.
Yeah.
Okay. Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Baron Corbin via disqualification. Mick.
Allow me to open a beer and give you my thoughts.
Yes. This episode is sponsored by Heineken.
Sponsored by Heineken, if you're listening.
That's sweet,
sweet. Honestly, It was grand as a match. Actually, it was probably the best they've had, I think. Except for the finish. The actual action. I get this whole thing. Like, see, Baron Corbin, he's more of a... Baron Corbin's a legit boxing golden glove. And Shinsuke, you know, like, if we could all book Shinsuke properly, he wouldn't be doing the crap he does. But when he faced Baron Corbin on Sunday, I was like, do you know what? I actually think they're knocking seven lumps of shit at each other, and it was grand. But like I said, the finish wasn't great. But I think it's the best they've done together. So good to see Shinsuke get a win. They've ruined them. They've absolutely ruined them. We're not past the point of no return yet. But it's just shocking. Basically, what they need to do is WrestleMania next year. Boy from Belfast rocks up with a violin.
I'm laughing because I said, oh, they can't turn him back. And Ace looked at me and went,
Do you know what it is? They think a match with John Cena next week is going to save him.
But you know, you know what's going to happen that match?
It's going to be, it's going to be a note.
No,
because
of the Singh brothers are going to jump in, and it'll be a tag match at SummerSlam, but we'll get into that.
A tag match?
I'll see you later.
That's terrible.
Or John's big sparkle.
Yeah.
So bad.
Another decision that is terrible. Natalya winning the Fatal 5-Way.
I don't think it's, I don't want to say it's terrible. I like when I don't expect something to happen. And, and you know what I'm saying? Like, so if I expect something to happen and the total opposite happens, I'm like, oh, that's a nice surprise. Then when you start thinking about it, you're like, this is stupid.
It's SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Why is Natalya having a women's match at SummerSlam? If she won it and had a women's match at Battleground or a women's match at pay-per-view, like, what's the next pay-per-view after SummerSlam?
Something silly and then it'll be like that's fine, but the big SummerSlam has a massive, that's one of the top four. Have Charlotte in that match with Naya. I guess they probably trying to save that for something. Who says she won't be though? What do you mean? Like, you know, literally it moves so fast, there's always matches being made. I don't see any other female being involved in this match. Really? No, I don't. Carmella will be involved, probably. She'll probably cash it. Terry Long will show up, make it a tag match.
Guaranteed.
Tag match!
Anyway, but has anybody got any positive to say about this match?
Maybe they'll make Naomi drop it tonight for Carmella to cash in.
I think so. Absolutely.
It was a good match, though.
Or they might have Naomi have it for a while and then she'll lose it. You know what I think they might do? Naomi might have it for a long time and then lose it at Survivor Series against Charlotte, and that's when Carmella cashes in.
No, I think Carmella's going to cash in at SummerSlam.
Did you think the match
was
good?
So can I say one more thing? Right, reason why?
Okay.
Because Natty can just turn. She's a heel. She can lose the match and then go and get a chair and then beat Naomi down for Carmella to just come in and cash. Mm. Whereas if there was a match with Charlotte, because Charlotte's a face now, like, they'd end respectfully. And Carmella wouldn't cash him.
Do you think Charlotte's going to face Ronda Rousey? Strong
rumors
that
actually
might happen.
No, I don't think that should happen.
You don't think it should happen? You don't think it
would? I don't think Ronda Rousey is valuable to WWE anymore.
Are you crazy?
No, not anymore.
She's not the star. She's not the star she's used to be.
She's not a star anymore. Yeah, no one cares. She's actually a laughing stock.
Yeah, she should have stayed retired. She never retired, but she just has not come back. She her head was not in the game. That's too dangerous a sport to just show up and think you can.
Version, the four horsewomen were at the
May Young Classic. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
They were also at WrestleMania whenever The Rock and Triple H had a face off. But
alright, Kevin Owens defeated AJ Styles for the United States Championship. Apparently, there's rumors that there was a change within the match. Like, AJ was supposed to retain it, and then they changed. Apparently, they were told during the match to change it to make it Owens to win the title.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Unless one of them reported an injury to the referee mid-match and went, maybe they couldn't do what they were doing. But it was really, the last sort of couple of minutes was really ropey.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why
very ropey. And in fact, if you see whenever, it was weird, because whenever you see, watch it back, the referee was sat, he is sat on the other side of AJ Styles, so Kevin Owens in the way. So he couldn't see AJ's actual shoulders down. And then the music hit straight away as if, That was meant to be happening, and it was one of those Curtis things, which is really weird because those two guys are pretty much the best in the world, and it wasn't
a great match.
No, it was.
It's true, I agree with that.
It's one of those things. Who was it? Was it Justin Gabriel or somebody? Or Cody Rhodes said he never had a good match with Justin Gabriel.
Is that true?
I don't know. There was somebody famously said they could not wrestle with a certain guy because
they've had good matches like AJ. Kevin Owens had a great match in Ring of Honor. Just that, and WWE, this hasn't been. You know what I mean?
Mm. I hope you got camera angles to worry about and shit like that there, you know. It does air.
John Cena defeated Rusev in a flag match.
Nothing to say. We knew this would happen though.
Why is Rusev.
Now, you didn't actually think Rusev was going to win at Battleground in a flag match. No, in America. What is wrong with you? In America? A normal match, yeah, maybe. Not a flag match in the United States of America.
And where was Rusev on SmackDown?
Exactly. Why are we doing this to Rusev?
Here, this is what I think to it. I'm opening a Mars bar. And I just like to say I'm a self-professed Cena fanboy since Thuganomics days. I'm going to eat a Mars bar instead of answering your question.
You love Cena, huh? What? I'm writing, I'm spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backed up.
Don't do that.
Ba-ba-da-bum.
Heavyweight. Like a broken needle, man. You're missing the point.
Don't do that.
Some good bars on that, you.
No.
Yeah.
I had some good bars on the Word Life one.
Can we move on?
Yes. Sami Zayn defeated Mike Kanellis.
Well, that's funny.
I don't know.
Why is it funny?
You made Aiden English beat Ty Dillinger. Okay? And you make a new debut wrestler, Mike Kanellis.
This is
his first pay-per-view match. Yes, it's Sami Zayn. Mm-hmm. I do get that. Why have him beat Sami Zayn on SmackDown? Because I knew at the time he beat Sami Zayn on SmackDown, you knew he was going to lose on the back of SmackDown. You knew it. But why do this?
Yeah, but the program continues, isn't it?
No, because Vince McMahon is mental. And he's in charge of a multinational conglomerate. When my granddad isn't even allowed the remote control for the TV. He's lost it. It's mental. And it seems that there's a lot of creative decisions that seems to be... Can't really argue with him, you know. It's like, you know, just yeah, leave him be. He's like your angry grandson.
It's not the worst decision, but it's just.
It's crap, though.
No.
Mate, Maria Kanellis is class.
Yeah, she's good, man.
She's brilliant.
Yeah, she is. She
but that's good. Woeful. That is absolutely woeful.
Mike, what do you think of Mike Kanellis and Maria Kanellis since they've been on the
WWE? Ace. Yeah. No, there's nothing to really think, is it? Yeah. They come on, they hold hands. And then Mike Kanellis loses.
It's so cheesy. But you know what the thing is? I can invest in the cheese when has to be like a good base at the end of it. You know, but they're giving it 1 week, brilliant. Like throw it in your face, and then they just it's like yesterday's news. Yeah. You got a bit of consistency would be good. Like.
And next up, last but not least, the main event of Battleground. Let's talk about the greatest Punjabi prison match. Of all time.
It's not very hard though, is it? That,
it's not very hard at all. You could have one good move and it would have been better.
Exactly.
Ace, coming to you first. Were you impressed by anything in this match?
I didn't see the ending coming, so I like that.
Okay.
Nor did the audience.
No one saw coming.
I don't think anyone else did anymore. Yeah. Even though they're big years, they probably didn't notice it.
Well, I mean, although I'm really enjoying Jinder, I think he's a great heel, I think he's drawing great heat, I think they need to make him look stronger in the sense that he needs to do all of this, like Singh Brothers and then now the Great Khali. Like,
but if he has a strong Indian faction behind him, that's good.
That's sick. I do like that. Good. But he.
Just don't make Khali wrestle. Let's make him a henchman.
Yeah, no, I get all of that, but I just feel like he needs to do more bits on his own. He needs to look more threatening.
I need to stop talking about
it. But yeah, I do like this Indian faction.
So Ace enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Well, to be fair, the physicality was actually pretty good, but I mean, the whole idea was just ridiculous. And then you've got, I'm not asking you to do the impersonation again, but you've got this fella. The nose bothers me. See that snarl? Like, it's weird. It's like, you don't look like that. I've heard interviews with him when he's out of character. So he's like a really pleasant, well-spoken, educated guy. I've seen his trainer videos, him and Sheamus and Drew McIntyre are all friends, you know, so he's clearly in a good group of people. But it's like, mate, I know he's playing a villain, but it's like, there's better ways to do it. You know,
yeah,
he's
still learning in that scene.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a good job, in my opinion. I think the Singh brothers did great, crazy spots. The spot when they went through the table.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And I think Randy Orton, you know what, big up Randy Orton, man, for letting Jinder beat him 3 times in a row and not really being bitching about it. I thought when
except for the camera.
I think maybe the first time when Orton lost the title, I think he was pissed about it.
Right.
Remember, because he's being reckless.
And yeah.
I think it clicked with him. I think he must have had a chat with him, and he's like, you know, it makes sense. It's business. I get it. And I think he's just riding for Jinder now.
It's good, man. I like it.
So what would you call Jinder's faction?
The Indian guys.
The Indian guy.
I don't.
Nick, the Maharajis, maybe?
No.
They could have a kebab van called Donald Trump leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I asked this question.
Sorry, mate.
Let's go to Monday Night Raw. Obviously, Monday Night Raw was still in Philadelphia, wasn't it?
Yep.
Kurt Angle, Braun Strowman, right?
Samoa Joe. And Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns cut a great promo, man.
Yeah, he told us.
That's probably his best promo I've ever heard him cut. He's late. Done in 5 years.
Yeah.
I've been US champion, tag team champion,
three times
WWE champion. I've main evented 3 WrestleManias out of 5.
And I beat The Undertaker. What have you done?
That was great.
Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah. He's that kid at school who gets his report card and actually actions what the teacher says.
Yeah.
He is... I can't fault anything he does.
Well...
I know, I mean...
getting better.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah. It's just this constant progress you can see every single week.
Since he beat Taker.
But even in general, I would even say before that, when people were saying, well, we can't wrestle. Of course he can wrestle. If he couldn't wrestle, he wouldn't be able to... The Undertaker would have said, he's not getting in the ring with me.
No,
do you know what I mean? So I can't fault him in any way.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
I feel... it's funny, because I was always saying, I think the book and the crowd's going to go crazy for Joe, which will be partly true. But Braun seems like the star of the whole main event.
Yeah, they love him. They do love him.
I think they probably would rather Braun win it over Joe.
Do you think so?
Instead of, because I want Joe to win it, but
I think Joe will win it.
I really hope so.
I love Braun, but it feels like every reaction he gets is in spite of Roman.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, he's phenomenal. I think it was Triple H done an interview like about a year and a half ago, and Vince talked about Vince giving shit about Braun. He's so green and this, that, and the other.
Well, yeah.
And Triple H went, this is like a 6 match.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? And that was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And he is just ridiculous. Like, you know, when you want to talk about that spot the security guard took.
Yeah.
You know, the way he throws people about. I mean, that was a nasty.
Yeah, when
Braun started
being
nasty.
Yeah, from there.
Have you ever, do you know, we've all had this, like three guys in a room here, we've all had that moment where we've been hit in an area we wouldn't want to be hit in,
yeah.
And that sickening feeling you get when it happens, and whenever I saw that poor security guard fly about, I don't know, about 10 or 15 metres, and then drop about 10 feet, my stomach went, whoa.
Not Can we talk about Bayley and Sasha Banks?
Why?
They had a great match.
Do you know, I didn't say, this is after that, I finished watching Raw, so you guys have to film me in.
Well, they had a great match with Nemo Contendership to face Alexa Bliss at SummerSlam.
Who won?
Bayley.
No!
It was good, though, because it was like, Sasha
Bailey won.
Sasha was smashing it, dominating. Did she do? What did she do at the top rope? She did a move that.
No, she went for the double knees, and then Bailey jumped out of the way.
No, but there was like a reversal that Bailey did into a pin. Sasha did his move on Bailey, and then Bailey reversed it into a pin. Sasha did a frog splash dedicated to Eddie Guerrero.
That's right.
Did a frog splash, and then Bailey rolled over and pinned her. And then Sasha looked frustrated, right? And then Sasha tweeted a tweet about Bailey and said, my reaction when I lost to Bailey, and it was a gif of Vince McMahon when he found out his head was shaved.
Oh, wow.
WrestleMania.
Well, so I think this slowly might be doing something.
It was a good match, and you know what? I mean, I've been saying it for a wee while now. Like, Bailey gets nothing when she comes out, the crowd goes... But actually because we all know her and we've all met her and she's just lovely and she's a proper pro, but that was the first show I can remember recently where it was a genuine reaction of yes, you know, well done, you know, so fair play, and I hope it carries on because the creepy hugger is a feels that way.
Ambrose Rollins versus The Miz to Raj was the main event of Raw. I think it was a good match, you know. I think a good showing for Curtis Axel and Bo Dallas and Miz. And a nice build up again with the storyline with Dean Ambrose and Seth, because when Seth and Dean was victorious, they kind of humped each other, but it was quick.
All right.
And then Seth was like, come on, like, trying to, like, come on, man. And Dean was like, a bit hesitant.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But it wasn't overdone. It was actually really good. It looked genuine.
Okay.
Look, like, Dean was like, conflicted. We tag team together again, but I still hate your guts.
So he's conflicted, like, okay.
And then Seth went to do the shield spot.
Yeah.
And Dean just rolled out the ring. So it's good.
Interesting.
No, it was very well done. It was kind of almost like, you know, two guys out of fight in the street after a late night of drinking, and they were like, right, let's just make up.
And
I hate you, but I kind of love you. I don't know, you know, so.
Good.
Okay.
Finn Balor had a hardcore match with Elias Samson. It's actually quite a good match, actually. The match was actually really good. There was back and forth. Elias Samson looked very vicious, which is what I like to see more. None of this concept of the Rock stuff. That's all I can see when I hear it, man. It's not an original.
The Rock concert.
Yeah, it's just. But he got interrupted. Elias Samson picked up the win because Bray Wyatt interfered and beat up Finn.
Actually, I did see this. Sister Abigail.
So, Finn, Bray, SummerSlam.
Okay.
Mick, are you excited about this?
Right. I seen the last UK tour. I saw those two have a one-on-one in Belfast. And They it seemed to work, you know, you can get a rhythm for two guys. I was like, I enjoy this. And then I thought about the storylines and stuff. But this, Skillet, your boys, the club, are doing nothing. Nothing. Right? And we're all sorry about that. But, you know, I know the other, the Wyatt boys are, is a Harper, is still on SmackDown. Forget Braun, but I'm saying this, man. I want to see a Bullet Club. Not a Bullet Club, but a Balor Club.
Versus a Wyatt family.
Wyatt family. Forget Braun. Leave Braun be. Let Braun just do what he does. Because as we've seen, like, anytime Britt. Yeah. Because it's kind of weird. Because see, the last couple of times there's been like a big mass.
Is that Shield versus
Wyatt? Like, you know, whenever Brock and Joe went off against each other, and then you had Joe and Braun, all the competitors from the locker room came out. And I see the club getting involved, and I was like, why are they getting involved? If they were heels, they would go, nerds, and then go to the pizza place, you know what I mean? It's. I kind of feel that there's something there, and Finn Balor's clearly, he's going to be highly thought of in the company, if he has any idea about what to do with them. I think that would be a good idea, you know?
Yeah, speaking of the club, because they're involved in a program with the Hardy, the Revival, and the Bizarre,
so
I think it's going to be a fatal four-way.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, maybe after, you know.
Right, if they're allowed to.
If they're allowed to, I think Matt Hardy's still pissed about how that hasn't been resolved yet.
Yeah.
Apparently, they tweet that they spent all the money and all the. Remember that total. What was it? Final Destination. So that was their money. So I don't know why Tina's getting involved in that.
Oh, they put their own money up for that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Kira Tozawa. Move on.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Emma complained to Kurt Angle about not having.
I saw this. She said, "I might have to date your son." What a slag! What?
Zack Ryder must be raging.
They broke up, didn't they?
They broke up. Yeah. No, they're broke up. They were a couple. Yeah.
Oh wow! Fuck, I'll go back to that.
Like,
what an absolute lost.
All of each other's Instagrams and stuff.
She hoed herself for an opportunity at a title. That is disgusting.
Yeah,
that's
old school WWE.
Yeah, for real. I might have to date your son. Anyway.
Emma wants to have a match. And when Angle puts it in Nia Jax, Nia Jax destroys Emma.
Easily.
The writer's saying to Emma,
sit down.
We have nothing for you.
Basically.
Do one. Yeah. Go back to Australia. Anyway, I saved him that. Nia Jax. I am loving, like, she's getting a bit of time. She's looking well. Crowd's actually reacting to her, which is great. She's still got a way to go, but I really like her. And she features a lot on WWE TV. She's actually just got cast on Divas. I don't watch it, but I just saw her tweet about it. She's on, and she said, you can either love me or hate me or love to hate me. Mm. I was like, yeah, I like it. She's
that's good for the.
She's got good jeans.
That watch the show.
Yeah.
Different look.
I agree.
And last but not least, on Monday Night Raw, Jason Jordan.
Yeah. That was the main event? Okay, I was about to say. How did that match go?
Jordan destroyed.
Yeah.
He looked very vicious as well.
Easily. Mm. Is Jordan getting a pop?
Not really.
They don't care.
No,
he's going to turn.
Yeah, they're going to change it. It's going to be something else, isn't it?
It's going to be what I said last week.
He's not really the father.
No, he is the... You know, remember what I said last week? So this is what happened. Jason Jordan is going to turn on Kurt Angle and say...
because you weren't there for me.
Because you weren't there for me.
Who's the mother?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, the mother needs to get involved.
He's going to say, you wasn't there for me. And then he's going to, like, he's going to antagonize Kurt Angle. This only works if he's a heel.
Who's your ma, as we say in Belfast? Mate, honestly, I couldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
I am... right. We'll get to this later. Rushmore, Kurt Angle is always on it.
I
know, that's your closing segment. Yeah, yeah. But Jason Jordan, I think he's fantastic. He's got great potential. He's just phenomenal. But it's one of those ones, it's like, I just don't care. Mm. Like, I've got to that point now where I skip past their segments. See the whole, when he brought him out, the ring, and it was like,
yeah.
I was like, I can't watch this. It's just like that episode of Surprise, Surprise by Cyril Black. That, oh, Christ. Oh, they're clearly not related, but it was so badly done. I understand that there's a purpose, because there has to be a purpose, otherwise why do I pay my network subscription and spend about 3 hours a day watching WWE?
It was
that anticlimax as well?
Skillet, I'd rather talk about your album than that storyline.
Did you cop it? Of
course I did, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Bought it, shared it, it's all over the place. Here.
Plug.
I am struggling to find a track that I can put on in the restaurant playlist at home.
Oh, yeah, because
but
it's quite...
Yeah, yeah.
Play the belt over and over.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, so what did you think of the album? We listened to it last
I liked it a lot. That song you just mentioned is probably one of my favourite records. That and the song, the tune with Stormin.
Yeah. Yes, the D.
The D.
Yeah. Let's get a lot of love, man, and my new video drops next week. Sorry to plug this in the video.
Which video?
Hey, here. I'm here for a reason.
Oh, that's, ain't that been out already? No, it was on
TV. It was on TV, but it is re-edited, and now it's going to come on.
Really? Yeah. Excellent.
I had to change a bit.
Why?
Because there's certain things that I wanted, and they couldn't do on TV. So,
before. Right.
So, me and Loud 4 for it, edited it back. And...
So, they let you have the footage?
Yeah.
It's nice enough, isn't it?
See, oh, yeah!
So they paid you to shoot your video.
Paid me for my own video. My own man. This is what you play the system. This is how you play the system, Skin. Ah. This is how you do it. You get the video. They're playing.
Oh shit, Sam for help. Mom, I'm not coming home. Oh Christ. Do not edit that out.
No,
the people need to hear that.
We don't edit that.
Oh, sweet Christ, help us all. I met Mother Teresa, she couldn't even see me.
Nick is wearing a You Just Made the List Chris Jericho t-shirt. Jericho returned on SmackDown.
Didn't I say this? He was coming back.
You did say this.
I said he was coming back.
He's back soon.
I go, he's coming back soon. Yeah.
And I was like, hey, that sounds like next week. He must be up to SummerSlam. No, actually, it was.
We'll soon.
Looking refreshed.
Yeah. With a Pat Sharp mullet from Funhouse in the 1980s.
But I felt his promo was offbeat. The whole putting. Because when AJ said, oh, what are you going to do? Put me on the list?
Yeah.
I think he kind of threw him off a bit.
Right.
And he was like, well, you weren't supposed to say that. Yeah. And then, oh, I'm going to put you in the list.
It
didn't really work.
Yeah.
But I was happy to see him back, though.
Yeah, man. That was a great main event match. Let's go straight to the main event.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, US Championship match. It's amazing how that match could be so amazing when Owens and AJ didn't really knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
But Jericho was like his old self.
Yeah.
I guess when you're away from the business for a little while, you,
yeah,
that's exactly.
AJ just, yeah, AJ was
really good. Yeah.
Actually, I have to say, on the whole, the genius of Jericho, like, I know his promo didn't go down that great, but his actual, the actual pop for his return was amazing. He's been really clever the week leading up to it. He was clearly at a family wedding in, like, Norway or somewhere like that there, and he was performing with a wedding band, and he took loads of videos of what he did in one day, and he was posting them like each day after. So people were like, oh, he's over in Scandinavia or wherever he may well be. And like, I jumped out of my seat. I was like, fuck. Because you know what I'm like? I know, I'm pretty much, I know, like, I follow all the wrestlers. But Christ almighty, he did a great job of getting a pop. As promo, I think it's one of, the way that his promo went down, it was more like a farewell tour for me. I got a vibe of like, I was like, this is like one of those things. Like, because I went to the Belfast Talkless Jericho show. And when he brought the list out and he'd done the whole, the crowd went mental. It was just 500 people lost their minds, you know. And there was people there who were clearly not there for Jericho just because their boyfriends took them.
Right.
Like, he's like, he's got a clipboard and a pen. Why is all these in your mind? We're going, oh my god, it's the list, it's the list. But no, I think it feels like a farewell tour to me.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what that was meant to be, or it's leading to one. Because every time he comes back, he always comes back with something new.
And he didn't,
this time. So I feel like it's a...
Do you think that's it?
I hope not.
I think Mick might be right.
He might be right, but I hope
I love Mick. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he is. He's one of the greatest.
I've met him. Here, I'll tell you what. Have you ever met him?
Jericho, no.
I've met him twice before. And he's a really nice guy. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but he's got a massive head.
Mm-hmm.
Not an ego. His actual head. His physical head, he's not much taller than me, but his head's just like, you know those bobbleheads you get for the car?
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't listen to this, he's going to kill me. I'm going to see Fozzy in October, they're playing at Belfast, I got VIP tickets, oh shit, what have I done? But no, he's got a really big head. Anyway, enough about him.
Okay.
That was a bit of a tangent, I'm really sorry.
So, AJ Styles, new United States champion. Are you happy to do hot potato with this?
I don't mind this one. I feel like it. I feel like Chris Jericho's comeback needed KO to be the champion, and maybe that's why they do it. I think if Jericho came out, he would have still got the pop. But I think it's special that KO, the guy that took him out, was holding the belt at the time, so there was that added hope that Jericho could win the title. So I didn't mind it then, but I did think it was a little bit silly.
Next up, Shinsuke Nakamura defeats Baron Corbin, and then there's an announcement that Shinsuke will face John Cena next week on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And they interview Shinsuke about this.
Why?
And then Shinsuke says, John Cena.
God, serious.
He said you can't. He said you can't.
He said you can't.
He said you can't.
Yeah, no, he did it.
Why? Anyway, Jinder Mahal comes out and demands to find out who his opponent is at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
John Cena comes out and says, "Hi, Jinder, nice to meet you. I'm John Cena."
You're doing this whole show backwards. It's weird, but it's fine.
Really,
yeah, it's fine. Go on.
Whatever comes.
And
Cena said, "I will see you at SummerSlam." Horns hits.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
That's very arrogant of him, isn't it?
You know, yeah.
Like, you can't just run to the ring with your theme music and then think you're just going to get a title shot. That's not how it works.
Daniel Bryan was like, this is not how it works.
Hey, you don't make matches here.
And I'm your brother-in-law. You're going to have to earn your spot. So you're going to face Shinsuke next year at SmackDown. And this is going to come to my big prediction what's going to happen. And that is that Jinder Mahal and his cronies, Carly included, will...
Interview.
Both attack Shinsuke and Cena, and a tag match will happen at SummerSlam. Cena, Shinsuke, maybe Randy Orton versus Jinder, Carly, and maybe the Singles.
Nah, why not? Why not just a triple threat? Sorry. Why not just a triple threat?
It's a fatal four-way for the Universal title.
So?
Nah.
What was that pay-per-view when there were no one-on-one matches? Do you know what I'm talking about? It was so bad. Recently, it was probably like, maybe about 10 years ago.
Oh.
There was like no one-on-one matches. It was just four ways. There was a three-way.
That sounds like a bragging rights sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, something like that.
That's something stupid like that.
Anyway, it could be a three-way. Why not?
I think if it was a three-way, it would really show gender up.
Do you think so?
I don't think he's there. I don't think he's there yet at all.
I don't want to see a tag match, though. I don't care about Cena and Shinsuke.
But sure, isn't that what they did with... remember when Rock and Cena faced at WrestleMania the first time? Was it SummerSlam or Survivor Series? They tagged against The Miz and R-Truth or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Maybe it's one of those ones that's like, just get them in the ring together. I don't know. I mean, I concur to this with the whole thing. I'm really, and I'm, like I said, Cena fanboy, but it's just, yeah, he's done.
As New Day was about to do the Richmond, Virginia! They got attacked backstage from the Usos. Usos blindsided Big E backstage, and then both double teamed on Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, and then Big E tried to come back to fight them, and then they reversed whatever offense Big E had and put the double super kick onto Big E into his face. I enjoyed it!
It was good. Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah.
Usos look badass, man. Right? Like, thugs.
Thugs.
We pray.
Can I also say one thing you were wrong about last week, yeah? Crime Time. They were over.
He's looking all like that.
Crime Time were over!
Dude, I'm with you. I am with you. 100%.
Crime Time were over, weren't they? Crime Time was super over. They were, bruv. They were the New Day of their time.
Shut up.
They were. They were.
Crime Time were never on the level of New Day.
They weren't as big as New Day, but they were over.
Crime Time were probably as big as...
The Usos.
No.
Yes. The Usos when they had on face paint, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, they were that big.
Maybe as big as Carlito and Chris Masters.
Are you okay? Are you okay in your skull? What is wrong with you? Are you okay? They were actually super over.
What
is wrong with you? guys, tweet us at Kick Out Podcast. Were Crime Time over? They were super.
I'm gonna tweet the poll now.
They were super
I'm
over.
See, yeah. Anyone responds to this. Before we end the recording.
Are you telling me Crime Time weren't over when they tagged with Cena and all that?
They weren't over!
What is wrong with you? Remember they had the advert vignettes when they were selling stuff as well?
When they were stealing stuff?
Yeah.
Do you know what? That goes back to the conversation earlier on about the tag team division, like 10 years ago.
It was bad.
But when Cena... Was it about 10 years ago when Cena and Crime Time got together?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, man? They were...
They were over.
That was kind of what they were doing, though, at that time, was getting tag teams to pair up with other guys. Oh, I don't know, man.
Crime Time. So
it's your house. I want to agree with you, but...
I'm tweeting it now.
No, it doesn't matter what you're tweeting. I'm going to show you that they were over. They remember when they destroyed JBL's car? What is wrong with... Yeah, anyway, can we just get on with this episode?
Crime Time was with a K?
C. No, with
a Y. A C, but Y's instead of I's.
All right now we're watching the best of Crime Time on YouTube.
We are recording a new episode of Kick Out, and Ace and Ski are arguing over the subject. Was Crime Time over? Yes.
Look, they had a nice program with Edge and Christian. They were over. What is wrong with you?
I'm tweeting that now. And we'll see what people say. We are recording a new episode of Kick Out. Ace is going to argue over the subject. Was Crime Time over? Yes or no?
They were over. Yo, allow me to introduce ourselves. It's your boys, Shad Gaspard,
JTG was actually a good wrestler, though.
Yeah, he was.
That Mother's Day is just around the corner.
Kona.
That's why. Kona. Anyway,
they were over.
They were over. On the counter. Anyway, where were we? SmackDown.
We talked about the tag matches. I'm not going to even talk about Ty Dillinger and Sami Zayn defeating Aiden English and what's my man's name again? Mike Kanellis. Oh God. And that's it for SmackDown, isn't it? Natalie and Naomi had a little face off.
Yeah.
Natalie didn't shake her hand. Got the promo. Becky Lynch and Charlotte defeated Tamina and Lana.
Dead.
Like a handicap match.
Yeah, they had that weird thing between Lana and.
Oh, they got Tamina. A vote. So far, no is winning.
What one vote?
One vote.
It wasn't me.
It's probably Mick.
Was it Mick? No. So far, no.
Prime time, we're over.
I'm with you. Yes, I got it.
You're with Ace on this, Mick.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Okay.
Here.
I don't want to. Prime wasn't even over prime time players.
You're wild. You're wilding. You're wilding.
Millions of dollars.
You're wilding.
Millions
of dollars. You're wilding.
I don't think
money.
I never anything of prime time.
Why?
Because
there's a bad stereotype. It's fine.
No, it's not about a stereotype. I mean, that's WWE. We all know WWE are stereotypes, but it's nothing about that. It didn't make the gimmick work for me. It wasn't funny.
They definitely made the gimmick work.
I didn't find it funny.
It doesn't matter.
I'm saying it's making the gimmick work for me now, and that's Breeze Dango.
Breeze Dango are not.
They are brilliant.
They're brilliant.
Mold Dango, Kelvin.
Crown Time are better.
Then Breeze Dango.
Yep. They're with Bow Wow. That's why. That is sick.
Wow.
Look how over they are. Look how over they are. They are over.
Turn up the volume then. Me and the crowd. They
are over.
Crickets at the back.
Look, can't you see the crowd wailing out?
Conan.
Yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
A Conan.
Look, man. They're big in the. Oh, shit. I must have recorded.
Don't tell me you just.
We are
still okay, yeah. So this is what Matty G is it recording?
Yeah.
Matty G. Matty MCG. So Matt McGrathsome.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. Tweeted to kick out. Crime time will never over. Always a sideshow. Skillet's Nakamura impression is far more over.
Oh!
I'm going to retweet that.
No, you're not going to retweet that. It's not true.
So that's three votes so far, three votes of no to crime time. And. No votes for yes. Ace, you've lost your mind. Thank you guys who voted. That's all I need. I need was three votes. I'll still leave the poll open. But, you know.
Here,
prime time, we're over.
Hey, has he ever listened to, is it JTG on Talk to Jericho?
Nah.
That's a really good podcast. Because he talked about it, because he has a couple of books out. That was one you think I'll not enjoy this one, but he was a real pleasant surprise. So actually, that's a good one to check out. That's at least a year old.
Okay, I'm gonna check that because JTG, I know he sings Jericho's praises. I know
he
respects Jericho a lot. He said that Jericho was one of the nicest people that he ever met, and it was really nice to him in the locker room where he felt Shawn Michaels was a piece of shit. But you know,
I've heard that. Yeah,
yeah, and you've heard that before.
Yep.
So it's fun, isn't it? Before we sign out, I think that's it for the episode of Kick Out. But before we sign out, Mick, coming to you, your Mount Rushmore, your top four of all time.
Bum, bum, bum. Well, to be honest, I go my four on eras that I've enjoyed.
Okay.
Number one, Hulk Hogan, just because I'm a kid of the 80s. Brother. Number two,
Sorry to stop you. I apologise.
Go ahead.
We're going to get back to your number two.
Throw it at me.
But you just mentioned Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
And I have to mention DJ Ace.
What?
Okay? Did you listen to Dizzy Rascal's new album?
Yeah.
Did you not hear one of his songs, which I don't remember the name of the title of, which is Nobody Bad, because I really should have done a research on it. But one of the songs, he mentions Hulk Hogan. And he says, big up to my brother Hulk Hogan. You know that the door is always open. You know my door is always open. I heard the tapes. and what you said, the racist joke, and your words were so potent. But I still love you, Joe. I just hope you don't see me as your token.
Oh, wow.
Because they must have built, because they know Dizzy Rascal is in Miami.
I didn't even know that.
He's got, I don't know.
So you think they're friends?
They are friends. Well, it says it in the song.
Nah, they're not actually
friends. That sounds like a pandering kind of lyric to me.
Really? Yeah. I just assumed it was like, they could be believers.
No, dude.
And Hogan's like, yo, that Dizzy Rascal kid, like,
If I thought someone had an issue with me, I'd actually phone them up and talk to them like an adult instead of putting it on a song.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Rappers do that. They talk about it. Anyway, number two,
Bret Hart.
Yes, the greatest of all time, yes. Best of the best wrestler ever
will be. Bret Hart was the first wrestler I ever understood. Mr. Perfect, SummerSlam. Mr. Perfect isn't on my Mount Rushmore, but I have to say Mr. Perfect is the first heel. Even as a child... Yeah. I didn't like him because, as kids, you know, babyface.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, I get him and I get what he's doing. A bit of respect to him. Yeah. But I'm talking about, like, you know, eras of loving it. Then after that, Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle's just a special, special talent. Guy picked it up so quickly, came in with
fantastic.
Here, he's the only man they ever actually beat. Brock Lesnar in a legitimate wrestling match.
Yeah.
20-minute wrestling match.
Did you watch the one pin. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it.
24.
No.
It's...
When they show, like, how he broke his neck, like, 3 times?
Oh, so bad.
And then that's why in 05 and 04, he was going into the matches, because he thought tomorrow it might be his last match. And that's why he had so much great matches before he even went off to TNA.
Wow.
No matter sure,
it's kind of scary, because he's so amazing, and I've often watched that. I love him even more, but like if you watch him now, like even when he does his promos, he can't actually say the names of his employer. Mm. If you ask him to say WWE, he's clearly there's effects of the head trauma and the shit that he's gone through, but he's clearly a loyal servant and has put his time in, and they're rewarding him as well. And then after Kurt, man, I take shift for this as well, like, but John Cena.
I put John Cena
4. You can't deny what he's done for the company. He picked it. Like, there was nobody. Everyone was gone. Triple H was, you know, in an injury. Shawn Michaels was finding God or whoever he was looking for. But John Cena went and did what he did. And, you know, I've got no problems. I actually admit as well, he's better now than he used to be. And now he's doing that shit a spot calling, which is you can argue about that. But see that Mount Rushmore of 4. I love those guys, and I've got such respect, and they were a lot of childhood heroes, but just I just envisage Mount Rushmore, and looking down from above, Taker, just standing with his arms out.
Mm.
That's what I see, because Taker is, for me, the greatest of all time.
So he's not in your top
4? He's just the spiritual, looking, those four guys represented 4 different eras, but Taker's just, you know, the things he did for the locker room.
Oh, yeah!
Cool, nice. Yeah, so there you go.
So, Mick, thank you for coming on the show. It's been long overdue. Can you give people your socials? And
I've branded well. I'm at Violin Mick. It's hard to forget. My name's Mick, and I play violin, so it's at Violin Mick. Everywhere you can find me.
You gotta see his violin renditions of wrestling themes. They're badass, you know, from Shinsuke to Cena to
Finn Balor. Actually, Finn Balor, he showed me a bit of love. Yeah. Actually, that was the whole thing. Finn Balor, I got off stage at GP100, and Finn said to me, "Hey Mick, would you ever play my theme tune?" I said, "Yeah, I'll give it a go." So I gave it a go, and he retweeted it, and it was 25,000 hits in one day.
That's it.
So thanks to Finn, but here he's just looking after another party. So
you're part of you run a pub.
I run actually a restaurant in Belfast. Part of a restaurant in Belfast. Shelton Benjamin, Al Snow, Mick Foley was due to come, but his agent turned out to be a bit of piece of work. But we are frequented. Tucker from who's a. One of the he was on the UK tournament.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's a big fan of the restaurant as well. So, and Seamus, God bless him, is a big fan of the restaurant as well. And we get about.
Sorry,
Go ahead.
Remember the Japanese lady also. Oh my God. Kiari Sane's her name.
The whole episode.
She is sick. So I forgot her name completely, but Kiari Sane. I've only seen like 5 or 6 matches of hers from before she got signed, but she's amazing. She's dope. The show that I don't really follow women's wrestling much, but
just to kill a whole hour and 4 minutes.
Kiari Sane, amazing. Yeah. Mick, thank you so much for coming to the show, mate.
No worries. And can we just say a bit of love to my brother, Declan McKeown. God bless him. The man, he wants to be here, but life gets in the way. Kick out since day 2. I'm day 1. He's day 2.
Big up to Declan as well. Hopefully someday he'll come down.
Dead
money,
on.
Money, yeah, yeah.
No, okay. You lost.
I didn't. Let's
see where the tweets are now. Let's see if it's got
money.
Money, yeah,
yeah. Let's see. Money.
7 votes. 1 yes. 29% yes, 71 no.
Who's the one? Do we know?
No. How do I find out?
If it's not me. That's not me. It's not you.
So, no. Anyway, 7 votes. 71% says no, 1 voted yes.
Money, yeah, yeah.
Maybe more than one.
Money!
Anyway.
Till next week, rate, subscribe, comment. Peace!